Oh, snap. What's good, folks and jokes? It's your boy OZ from the NYC.
And it's Corey C from the Austin T and this B.
What up, son?
Oh, how you doing, Oz? Good to have you here this evening. You know, Oz, I always like spending time with you, but you know, they always come back home. They try to leave for a little bit. They try to act like they don't love me, but they always come back for more. Danielle Delaire up here.
Mama's back, baby.
Oh, coming to see Papa over here.
How I'm here to see both Papas.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. Happy to be here. How are you?
What brings you back over here? Thought we got rid of you.
I know. I was just missing you guys. I was having double toasted withdrawal.
I know. I threw rocks at you and everything to get you out of here.
I know. I had to come. Had to come.
So. I know. And I want to make sure, Oz, you okay with this?
Of course, Danielle's the homie, man. She's like a boomerang. You throw out, she come right back. I love it.
There you go. And Oz, we're going to have to get you to call back in, man, because that lag is affecting everything now. So you want to call back in while I talk to her, and then we'll get you caught up again?
Oh, yeah. It's because you're downloading that craziness, right?
Yeah. Well, it's done now. So you think if you actually hang up and we bring you back on, you'll be good. So do that.
All right. You want to do that?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Then we'll talk to you.
I shall do that right now.
All right. So bye-bye.
Peace.
And there he goes. But while he's gone, really, what brings you back up in here?
I was honestly just missing you guys, and I saw that I made the double-toasted third-party poster. So I was like, I need to bring my bitch ass back in.
I know. We almost didn't put your ass on there because we thought you were done with us.
Never.
We thought, we said, well, she's finished. She ain't coming back around. Because everybody keeps asking about Danielle, like, I'm her daddy or something. What you do to Danielle? How come you got rid of her? I like Danielle.
You're the boss. If you want somebody here, they're going to be here. If you don't, they won't.
And now let's just put it out here honestly. Have I not invited you to do a show? I gave you complete control over whatever it is you want to do.
Yeah, for sure.
And you never gave me
anything. I want to be on your show.
All right, here comes Oz right here. Let me bring him back on. Make sure. That is a happy tune. All right. Oz, what's up, son?
Hey. What do you say? That sounds much better.
Yeah, you back. Now that we're not downloading all that foolishness over there. At least not the foolishness that we don't want. But we got plenty of foolishness for y'all tonight. So, Danielle, you know, here's the... Oh, hold on. Let me actually make sure I go in and make him full screen so everybody can see Oz and all his glory right there. And Oz, let me go in and share my screen with you so that you can see what's going on with us. Share my screen with you right here. And there we go. And the thing is that, do you know what we've been doing on this show?
I think there's some foolishness, right?
Oh, my gosh. You've been doing our homework. Look at that.
Some freaks and foolishness.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You bring the freak and we bring the foolishness up in here. So,
hell yeah.
So here's what we're going to do, y'all. If this is your first time watching the show, welcome. Welcome to the site, and welcome to Danielle right here. Danielle used to hang with us, and we thought she wasn't coming back around, but she's here. And Danielle is always, you know, before we even start this show, you were always bringing foolishness.
Always.
Always, but we have actually formatted it, packaged it for you, and now Oz and I bring you on this show what we call the top five foolishness, including some other things that might have happened that are eventful, which we'll be talking about tonight. You know, Carrie Fisher, she died back in December.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually went into that body and they found, well, what everybody thought was in there.
Not surprised.
Yeah, nobody surprised. What's that?
They found some things in her.
Found some things up in there, man. And ain't nobody surprised about what they found. We don't mean any disrespect when we talk about it. Just thought we should bring it up. But as far as the top five foolishness goes, oh, there's a lot of foolishness out there. They eating dogs. They tossing rappers around. Wigs flying off of people's heads. It's all kind of craziness out there. And we're going to talk about all that. We're going to start with five, go down to one. But before we do that, let me say hello to, let me go in here and do my propers with these people. You know, even though this is still a relatively new show, I still have to get adjusted to this. So for a few weeks, I've been forgetting to come in here and pay my respects to the backbone of this community. Of course, I'm talking about the one, the only, the Chat-a-tat-tat. How y'all doing tonight? Good to see you. Good to have you here on a late night. As I said, I would have been here sooner, but I was out there hanging with that prime. Not my prime, as says, but a particular prime that I'm going to tell you about tomorrow. And also, I told you that since you've been gone, you missed some things that we've done.
What?
Did you know that Double Toast has started an after-school program, which runs very late at night?
I know. I was wondering. I'm like, how old are these guys?
Yeah. Their parents work very late. So we buy juice and cookies and keep some activities for them. So that's Diego over there, mm-hmm. and D'Angelo. DeMarco. I know I was going. DeMarco hasn't been a part of the program for long, so I have to get used to him. But DeMarco's up in here. So good to see y'all up in here. Y'all behaving? Y'all okay? Okay, y'all let daddy know if y'all need something. All right. Diego's up in here every night.
He got all them D's up in here tonight.
I know. Got that double D over there. Them titties over there on the couch. How y'all doing? And also, I want to let everybody know. Everybody thought something was not happening. Everybody thought it was sold out, but it is still here. We had a little glitch with a particular format that we're on, a platform that we're on, but everything is okay. But before we do that, I know the show is running late. I know that we're still fairly new at this show, but I want y'all to always, just like any other program we do here, feel free to join us anytime. She's shaking her head. Yes. You know
fuck what? With us.
There you go. Come fuck with us.
For old time's sake, come fuck with us.
And it's Monday nights, it feels familiar again.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Back home.
This used to be a regular thing with us.
I know it. We hold it down.
Oh, it's so cool how you just fall right back in.
Yeah, I got the boots. Okay.
Hey, you got the boobs. What you say?
I said I got the boobs.
Okay, no, we would never do that to you. And she's back, so please, she's back. Why don't you come on back? Let's bring the familiar back in here. And for those of you who are new, we open the door for you every time. Make it very easy for you. Just pull out a keyboard and type in for us. KCoolmans@gmail.com. That's KCoolmans@gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and or advice. Now, if you'd like to be a part of the show this evening, as I've been asking you to, in that email, put your phone in there, put your Skype contact in there, press in, bam, up in your home talking to you, the only host in the world that do those house calls. On that Instagram at Double Toasted fan page, occasionally I'm on the Twitter complaining about something. You can reach me at KCoolman. On the Facebook, type in Double Toasted. If you like some private time with me, Corey.Coleman.5. If I'm too busy with my after-school program right here, Danielle Dallaire, can you help me?
Sure. You guys can always find me on Facebook, Danielle Dallaire, or on Snapchat, Toasted Danielle. I love hearing from you guys, even though I'm not around. I still think about you all the time, Oz.
But the man of the hour, Oz.
Oh, yeah. Come check me out on the Facebooks, Oz Green JR. Also, hit me up on the email trail. That's OzWhatUp@gmail.com. That's OZWHATUP. @gmail.com. OzWhatUp@gmail.com.
And
Corey.
Thank you, sir. And if you would like to come in and hang with us personally in the Double Toasted Studios, world famous Double Toasted Studios, then please email us at that kcoolmans@gmail.com address. Let us know you're going to be visiting Austin. Let us know if you're going to be moving to Austin because it's so cool. Are you going to be living here already? You didn't let us know. Come see a show. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Send me an email. I'll see you an email. That way I can come in there. Yo! Woo! Oz, what's going on, my mans?
Oh, man. Everything is everything. Everything actually got better. We got the Danielle. I called it a boomerang because she threw her out. She came right back.
So I know. I knew it was only a matter of time before she come back. People can't stay away from me. Mm-mm. And now that, hey, and you know how she loves a big black man's. It's when you got to the picture, I knew she was coming back.
Whatever. Let it go, Corey.
I will not let it go.
Let it go.
No, I would shut your ass up. Did we? Oh, just like old times.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want to tell people this because I forget sometimes when we do these shows, but I got to let people know that, and I put this up for y'all. We had a little bit of a glitch on Eventbrite where it was telling people that tickets weren't for sale anymore. The show was sold out, and that is not the case. Sammy went on and discovered that there was some sort of glitch with a date that they put in that they said the tickets would stop. And that was about a couple of days ago, 3 days ago. So everybody thought that the party was done, you know, that the tickets were no more. And I know people were, they're very nervous, especially because of what happened with LA. But no, we still have tickets for you. And we're talking about tickets for the Double Toasted third year anniversary party. And our man Dominic created some nice graphics, and Sammy went in and created a nice video. On August 14th, our whole theme here is trilogies.
Love it.
Threes. And you can see it's in the video right here. We're different characters from different trilogies, the third parts of movies. And our party's going to be held on August 4th through the 7th, the Double Toasted third year anniversary extravaganza, August 4th through the 7th. Now, that is going to be right across the street from the studio over here. That is going to be at the North Door. And if you type in, that's a nice graphic right there, but it doesn't tell you everything you need to know. So yeah, type in what's that, sir?
But no, I'm saying that's an awesome graphic that was there. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. No, Sammy put that together and Dominic made the graphics. Nice job, y'all. Only thing is, it doesn't tell you everything you need to know. So if you go over to partydt.com, which will take you to the Eventbrite page, it'll tell you the dates as I've just given you. Also, some of the other details that we'll have coming up along with the ones that are already there. But it's just going to be a weekend full of the parties, the shows, the meet and greets, the lunches, the brunches, and more to come your way. The games. And you would think that so much going on, that would be hundreds of dollars. No, 72 hours for $25. And the tickets are back on sale. Not that they ever went away, but for those of you who thought you missed your chance, boy, oh boy, is it your lucky day. It was just a glitch. So the tickets are still there. So please go over there and get your tickets now. We're still over a month away from that. Still working out the details for the hostel called Native right across the street. We're going to get you some discounts over there. And stay tuned for more things coming up. So please get your ticket today. Oz, let's turn it to you. Sir. After all, this show wouldn't exist without you, sir. How you doing?
Oh, man, all is well, man. I actually want to get your opinion on something. Something happened to me this weekend.
Uh-oh.
And I thought it was, I don't know. You let me know what you would have done, all right?
The thing is, there's always something going on with you on the weekends, and you always handle those situations better than I would. I would fuck that up. I would tell you right now, whatever you did was probably something I wouldn't do because you did the right thing. But you also have Danielle here now to give you her opinion. Yep. So I'm always interested to hear what's happening with you. What happened, man?
Yeah, so check it out. It was Saturday. And I said, let me do a little yard work out there in the streets. So, you know, I put on my shorts, whatever, had the tank top on. Had my hat on backwards, and I'm out there doing some yard work. Right next door to me, my neighbor, a little bit older than me, but not too much older. You know, we sitting there yapping it up. We both there, you know, 12 years of slaving it out there because it's mad hot.
Right? So whooping your ass, yeah.
We start whipping ourselves, you know. And up the street comes a guy. He looks like he's a salesman, right? I don't know what the hell he was selling. But he went to my neighbor first. Because that's, you know, as he's walking up, he would hit my neighbor first. So he hits him, and he stops him and said, hey, I'd like to offer you a deal for XYZ and blah, 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 blah. So he's talking about, I think it's about trying to switch his cable or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Those are the only salespeople that go around today are the cable people and the Google people. You know, I've seen them. Because don't nobody do really home door-to-door sales things anymore, but those guys do.
Yeah, unless you're a Jehovah's Witness or something.
Yeah, you know.
He wasn't that. So he's talking to him about his home and this, that, the other, and everything about how he hooked the cable up and stuff like that. Ultimately, my neighbor's like, nah, son, I'm good with that, right? Now, mind you, my neighbor's white. I'll just put that out there.
How did I know?
Yeah, you know how that go. I love my neighbors, man. They all straight. But okay, so the guy's done with him. So he, guess who's next? Me. So he comes by me, and what does he say? Hey, is the homeowner in?
You lie.
Your brother, he might as well say, hey, is your master home?
Did he ask the white guy that?
Now let me tell you, so you asked what I would have done in that situation. I probably would have asked the same thing.
I would have said hell no.
You know, I would like to think that I would probably, because I've seen Oz's neighborhood and I've been in Oz's neighborhood before, and Oz is in a very, very, very well-to-do neighborhood. The, as they said in Get Out, the suburbs.
It's all right out here.
And I'm talking about two-story picket fence garden type houses, and everybody in the neighborhood is white. I'm surprised that Oz hasn't been shot yet.
No, there's some diversity on the block, man.
Okay, but the deal is, Oz, if I'm going to be ignorant and racist. If Oz had been that black dude with the tie, you know, and married to the white woman, you know, coming home with the briefcase, then I probably would be like, yes, he belongs here. But I see this whole white neighborhood, and then I see this big black dude with his hat on backwards and talking about, yo, what's up, son?
I'm big, like,
big old muscles and shit. I'm like, yeah, he don't live here.
But see, I didn't even do any of that. And plus, like, oh, I forgot to say, the dude that my neighbor, he was dressed similar to me. He had a tank top on as well. Didn't have the hat on. The hat was toward the front. So I guess that gave me away. Having the hat on backwards.
It's always the hat, man.
Oz, perhaps that's part of his sales script to ask, is the home owner in? So maybe he wasn't being prejudiced. Did he ask the white boy?
No, he didn't ask the white dude that. That's the thing. He asked him, are you interested in cable? He asked Oz,
is the
guy that you're working for, is he home?
That's fucked up.
Yeah, you know, but that's the question right there. You know, am I throwing race into it? Nah, well, no, whatever. It is what it is, whatever. But, you know, the question is, I pose it to the people as well. What would your answer be at that point?
Okay. I'm going to give my answer, but I'm going to give it last. Because I'm going to ask, before I get to you, let's just go ahead and get some opinions right here, because we do have a room full of people here, you know, awesome, that we can get more than one answer from. The youngsters over here, you know, what would you guys have done? You know, Diego's been on before. DeMarco, what would you're a black man. In fact, you're so black, you got that 70s Afro puff and everything. Come here. Let me ask you something. Come here, son. You know, are you very young. Very, very literally Afrocentric black man. What would you have done in this situation?
Close the door. That's what you have to do as a respectable black man.
But there was no door to close. You got to turn the law. So you're already fucking up. unless you're like a mime, you're like, well, good day, sir. I'll go back in my box, sir.
I was outside in the front yard, man. In the field, man.
What's that?
And I said, I was outside in the front yard.
Yeah, he was actually in the cotton field. So what would you have done?
Honestly, I don't know, man. I would have walked away.
You would have had to.
What would you have done in a neighborhood full of... You seen Get Out? Everybody seen Get Out.
Yeah,
you
know, but he lives there. He ain't getting out.
He ain't getting out.
Yeah, so you would have walked away and not said anything.
Just not said anything.
Because you would have felt insulted.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Daniel?
Well, I would have done two things. One, if I was Oz, I would have done two things. I'm in sales, so I know what it's like to have to do that.
And you keep fucking shifting in that chair. You're like sinking.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm in sales, so I would have, one, gave him a tip saying, hey, don't be prejudiced. That sounds prejudiced because you didn't ask the white man, and now you're asking me if I'm the homeowner. So just for your future, like, make sure you ask everybody the same question.
Yeah.
Don't do racial profiling or whatever the fuck. So that's the first thing I would have done. And then the second thing I would have done is lied to him and said, I'm not the homeowner. I'm busy. And then I would have...
Well, that word is fucking your ass.
I know. Homeowner. Brown cow. But yeah, I would have given him, like, hey, don't do that. Because I don't want anybody else to, you know, feel like Oz may have felt. And then...
It's a very diplomatic approach.
Yeah.
I would have leaned probably towards what you would have done. Oz, if you want my answer... Son, this is what I would have done. When I'm not losing my shit, I've learned very quickly over the years. I should have known this younger, but you know, Mia, my fiance, has calmed me down.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, she's actually, you know, she even told me one day, she said, you keep, cause I was trying to start shit in the streets with people when I get drunk. And she's like, if you don't calm your ass down, you're scaring me. You're going to have to start acting like an adult and quit this shit. You know, she said, I'm going to leave you.
I know. I could just see your face right now if that would happen to you. You would have leaned in, you would have smiled, and you would have said, what makes you think I'm not the homeowner?
See, I diffuse things now. And I've always done this in the past, too. When I knew that people were bigger than me or smarter than me, I've always diffused the situation with humor. And I think I would have laughed. It would have been like, oh, man, come on. What made you think that I was not the homeowner, man? Come get on out of here with it. Him and I would have had a laugh about it. And I would have been like, nah, for real, though, man. You know that's not cool.
What you would have done.
Yeah. And
I could see it right now.
Yeah, you know me too well then. I would have been like, come on, man. And you have a good point. But like, yeah, hey, look, you're going to be going around the neighborhood and you're going to hit another black dude around 5 blocks up here. And you got to watch what you say. And I probably wouldn't have let you know. And that would have been an easy way for me to get out of it, too.
Oh, because yeah.
I would have been like, nah, see, you just fucked up a sale. Man.
Yeah.
You know, now you.
I was looking to get a new cable.
I wouldn't have been buying shit. I probably even would have wanted it.
Yeah.
But I would have been like, nah, you know what? I don't feel comfortable now getting it because of our conversation. But I would give you some advice. And yeah, don't, you know, pull back and don't assume, yeah. You know. I know the neighborhood and I see that I probably don't belong here, but this is 2017, man.
Yeah.
What do you think of now? What did you do? What did you do in the situation? We didn't hear what you would do.
Well, what I did was
knock that motherfucker out.
Well, what I did, I turned to him and I said, and I quote, nah, B.
Good job, Oz. Hey, that way you're not wasting your energy fucking with this guy who's clearly like, Rachel profiling.
Well, I said that A, because it irritated me, and B, I didn't want no goddamn cable from him.
Right.
You know?
You wanted to get the
And C, I thought
done.
It was a good teachable moment for the kids, so I made sure to say nah so he can move on. But like clockwork, as karma would have it, right across the street, my good buddy, my good neighbor, Anthony, is like, came outside, yo, Oz. I said, what up, Ed? Meanwhile, the guy's walking away. He kind of turns back and continues. He said, yo, I borrowed your Clippers. Can I put it back? I said, yeah, put it back in the garage, man. We good? Can we go to my garage?
Yeah, put it back in my garage that I'm paying for in this neighborhood right now. Right?
And the guy's kind of walking like,
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I can see in his face that he was fucked up by that. You know what
see,
I mean?
See, even when I think I'm being diplomatic about it, you always handle it more clever than I ever would, man. You know, because the guy learned himself, he learned that lesson himself the hard way. You didn't have to teach him, you didn't have to tell him. Nope. He actually had to walk away feeling foolish about it.
Exactly. And he got the message after I yelled out, nah, put it in my garage.
Yeah, you know what I would have done while he was walking away? I would have told that to my neighbor. I would have said, wow, man, I'm thinking about getting cable soon.
Yeah, definitely.
That would have been a capper.
Yeah.
That would have been a capper.
And I got one that he would have had nothing to do but da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Exactly. Done. And again, he was a younger kid, you know what I mean? So he was doing his prejudice thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know. Hopefully he walked away knowing something better and you know, not to do that to other people as he goes away.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at what the chat would have done. See, they saying I would have lost my shit. You know,
yeah,
that dude.
See?
Yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah. You know, think about that too, right? You know, you lose your shit, yada, yada. You don't know this person. Now he knows where you live.
Yeah, you know what
I mean?
And you're right. You're exactly right with that. So,
that's why I kind of left it the way it was. And I went inside and told my kids, they were like, man, where's that guy? My daughter, she's a little militant. So she was like, where is he? Where is he?
I'm going to kick his ass.
I say it's best to exactly. avoid confrontation, honestly. Like, that's why I'm just like, just walk away. Just avoid everything.
I'm trying to. Oh, he's fighting me. I'm trying to pull towards his mic. And he's like, no.
You guys have the same outfit on.
We do, man.
Like father, like
got
son.
The Black Panther part over here. Like I said, it'd be funny if I switch back your afros on me.
Yeah. Stupid.
Confuse people. Man. So, you know. I'm glad. That's why you're such a good father, man. Because you know
I'm trying, man. I mean, like I said, man. I said, I was irritated, but at the same time, I found a way to diffuse it my way. You know what I mean? And just luck, and you know, karma just so happens that my man Ant was coming right out with the Clippers. I let them about a week ago, coming through. I said, hey, put them back in my garage that I pay for, that I live in this house.
See, man, that's the cool thing about it. You're like the Cosby Show, and I'm like BET.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, you did well. You did well. Hey, what the fuck you still doing? Get on out of here. I'm just messing with DeMarco. Finally getting his name right. Thank you for your input on that, though, man. Appreciate
cool,
that.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of Father's Day, how was it for you?
Oh, it was amazing, man. The kids, you know, they use their creativity, you know, to because they ain't got no money. They use their creativity to show their love and all that stuff. And, man, you know, and it. Because I always make sure to push that they take care of their mother. You know, me, I'll be fine. But, you know, they went out their way to collaborate and draw something really awesome. Wish I had. I would have showed it to you guys. But it was really nice. They all made like a comic book of themselves.
Oh, nice.
And me doing stuff with them, aww, you know, as a superhero. So it was very cute.
Totally.
And I know I went to see my dad and everything, and my mom, they were there. We barbecued it up, you know, yucking it up. It was a great, great day, man. And nah, I want to thank all the Toasties and stuff who wished me Happy Father's Day. I appreciate that. Thank y'all.
Duh, and that's cool, man. I'm glad you had a Happy Father's Day. You and your family, your attitude towards your kids makes me realize why I would not be a good father. So, you know.
Yeah. I agree with that statement.
Yeah, because you talk about how you want them to look after your wife. You want the kids to be cool with their mother. As I've said over and over again, I'm a petty fuck. And, you know, I want real gifts from my kids. And right. I don't want no arts and crafts. I want a price tag bill on this shit.
No, you don't. You have everything you could need. Nothing with money on it. You could, what would you want? A new iPhone? No.
Yeah. Yeah. Did they buy it?
Well, you got to think about it this way, because I'm thinking about it this way. You know, they get allowance from you, so you're pretty much buying your own gift.
Yep.
No, they got good. A job or nothing.
That's good. That's a rate of return. You know, because I've been like, oh, you know, you actually went out and bought your mama something. You make me a goddamn macaroni picture. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
Dog.
Hanging up in my office?
You're an artist and you're a creative person. Don't you think you want to see what your kids would make you from a creative outlet? No?
No, because I'm an artist and I know I can do way better than they can.
You ain't shit.
I can draw my own fucking picture. I can make a macaroni sculpture, a picture way better than they can. I don't want that shit. No,
so
go out and buy me something.
And then you're gonna critique it for them and give it back to them if they do it over us?
Yeah, drawing stick figures when I can draw fucking superheroes myself. Why I want that from them?
So that they can get your talent.
I tell
learn.
Them, you know, you take care of your mom, you better take care of daddy the same way. Daddy's paying for this goddamn shit around here.
No. The best thing you can do as a father is love the wife.
What?
Boom. The best thing you can do as a father is love the wife.
Oh, I plan
teach
on
your
doing
children
that.
How to love. That's why I respect
every night.
Us.
Yeah. I'll tell my kids at a very young age, man, I'm about to get some ass from your mama. Now, if you want me to be a good dad, get some stress relief, then you leave mama alone for about an hour.
Up, right?
You know? Dad needs about that's 5 minutes with your mama, and then he needs about 55 minutes to take a nap. Yeah.
And that old Willie Coleman creeping out, boy.
Yeah.
Willie Coleman creeping out,
the
boy.
Spirit of Willie continues. Yeah, I'm a pet. How do you fuck with my kids? You know, y'all fix mama breakfast for her for Mother's Day. Y'all can't even fucking give me a goddamn bag of chips or something. Fuck y'all.
Oh, come on.
When mommy's sick from that breakfast, you'll be happy you didn't do it.
Oh, I don't plan on eating it. I just want them to make it. Put some work in for daddy. That's all. I want my kids to know. I want to know from them that they appreciate me. Because I know growing up that we kind of had a bias towards our mother, you know, like we'll go ahead and get daddy something, you know, but mom was who we really going to go out the way for.
Right.
You know, and I don't want that shit with me. You know, everything is going to be even.
No.
Or they're going to be pay more attention to the breadwinner in the family.
Nah.
He said nah.
Nah.
You got
that's
it
a
so
no-go,
twisted.
Bro.
I'm the kind of person on Father's Day, I looked at the cat and the dogs, and I was like, what the fuck did y'all get me?
You got a whole gang of them now.
Yeah.
And they walked you right to the litter box.
Yeah, shit. You know, bring me something. Bring me a fucking turd from the yard or something. Just let me know you're thinking about me.
Yeah. Dead mouse
something. A dead mouse or something. Let me know that you're thinking about daddy. That's all. But anyway.
They took a turd. They took a turd in the heart shape for you. How about
yeah, I'll take it.
Heart-shaped turd for Corey.
Yeah, fine. Take it. We'll come back to you a little bit later,
about
see
what?
How you're doing, because we want to catch up with you. But before we do that, let's go ahead and get into some things with the show here. Oz, before we get into the foolishness of the past week, let's talk about something that happened today that we should probably talk about and pay our respects to at the moment. And that would be, and let me move it over here,
all right,
closer to what we have to talk about, and that would be Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher. Mm. Carrie Fisher's been dead since December, I think is when she died, December of 2016, this past December. And
seems like yesterday.
It does seem like yesterday. It seems like yesterday Princess Leia was walking around helping the rebellion and shit, you know? And it was a, and of course it was a huge piece of news. It was a huge thing that happened when she died because she was she crossed many genres, many generations with people. And being Princess Leia, for one, hey, that's not a light thing right there. So when she passed, everybody was sad. And people were even saying, you know something, we don't know how this happened. 60 years old. That's so early. Her mother, Debbie Reynolds, died the next day, and people are like, I don't know how this could have happened.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people were hurt. A lot of people were upset about it because you got to remember, at that time, it wasn't like now where you could go online and see your favorite actor here, there, and everywhere. You know, she played something iconic, you know, and they preserved it as that. So to see her, you know, go, a lot of people were taken aback by
that.
You know what I mean?
And a lot of people were saying, I don't know what happened because, again, they want to be respectful. But there were a handful of people that said, come on, man.
You know what this is.
I know you want to be nice, and I know none of us are saying anything about the 100-pound bag of cocaine in the room, but, you know, it's not being mean, but a lot of people, I love Carrie Fisher, and we did a whole big thing about her death, and we did it with respect.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were saying, come on, brother, you know what it was. And today, and I'm looking at this, NBC News has reported, along with a lot of other news outlets, that they say that Carrie Fisher not only had cocaine, but she also had in her system. They say that she had up in there, they say that she had, and I'm looking at it right here, in addition to cocaine, methadone, alcohol, and opiates. Heroin is in there too. They say she was a walking cocktail. This woman right here.
She worked hard and played even harder.
Some people even saying she was dead for a while and didn't even know it and was walking around.
Exactly. I like that picture you got of her, man. You know that picture. That picture looks like she says the N-word a lot when she's banging a black dude.
What's this picture right here?
Yeah, she just looks like she drops that N-bomb hard when she gets it.
Yeah, that's when she looked like she just got through sucking a lemon, so it looked like that drugs were like kicking into effect right then. She's like, oops, I'm feeling it. But yeah, everybody's talking about this like it's kind of a surprise, but some people even closer have said, yeah, come on, y'all.
Report on actress Carrie Fisher's death has been released. Fisher fell ill on a flight from London to Los Angeles last December and died 4 days later. The LA medical examiner lists sleep apnea and, quote, other undetermined factors.
That's what it was. They said sleep apnea. And some people said, I ain't never heard nobody die from sleep apnea. That was a severe, extreme case of that. But a lot of people saying that, and when they put that, because some people even willing to accept it, they're like, okay, I don't know about everything about sleep apnea, sure, but then they said other things, and that's when people are like, okay.
When they put the other factors in quotations, so you knew something was going on.
Oh, yeah, you knew something was happening right there. Yeah. And sure enough, the very tragic news of what people suspected came out.
As a cause of death. The report mentions the 60-year-old suffered from heart disease and showed signs of having taken multiple drugs. Fisher's family says they did not want an investigation and are not surprised.
I don't mean to laugh at this, don't mean to make light of it, but I love the way the family, like, we know. Y'all know how she was.
They don't even care for them to research it.
They even want to bother to have it done. Said, no, don't do that. No, don't do that.
Hey, like, y'all, come on, y'all. Y'all knew it. Like, come. It ain't no surprise. I mean, we like to act like this is a shock, but y'all know.
The only thing I can say is that she lived the life that she wanted to live, and she went out the way she wanted to go out, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you put that much drugs into you, that type of cocktail, you don't think something's going to happen to you?
Especially years and years and years of it. I'm sure this isn't the first time. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
Yeah. And a couple of things happen with this where people, again, they're not surprised. Look, you're talking about, here's what they said when they broke it down. I mean, she threw a rave in her body.
Yeah.
She said that there was cocaine, heroin, in ecstasy.
No.
Yeah. Ooh. Yes.
Ecstasy too?
In her body. It was, but that, also, that was a fucking DJ in her body.
Disco party.
Yeah. There was a fucking EDM. that was an EDM concert going on here. But
EDC, whatever.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is. but there was, and keep in mind that I think that, look, it's not like she killed over at that one time. And when you know about that, that's hard drugs. But it was just few months ago that you had a kid, I think it was in South Carolina, he died just from mixing lattes and Mountain Dew. He died from caffeine.
Caffeine overload? It's a drug. It is a drug.
It is a drug. Yeah. But a lot of people don't consider it to be a hard drug. So you put all these hard drugs in your body, you still walking around? A lot of people wondering, like, okay, you know something? Now, granted, she had years of experience on this kid.
Yeah.
But still, that is enough to kill 90. Like the expression is, that's enough to take down a horse. No, that's enough to take down a herd of horses.
Yeah, for sure. It's so sad that all these celebrities are crazy famous and have all the money and everything, and then they just end up dying from drugs. Like, so many.
Well,
and,
what's that, Oz?
I think that she was high on life at that point. Because remember, you know, she's getting her little fame back. Star Wars is coming back out. And I think she celebrated too hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
That's what it was, man. I mean, the biggest surprise that people might have here is that it happened at a moment where it seemed like they were taking her for a word. They were like, all right, she's clean. And 60, y'all, 60 is still young to go these days.
I'm tired at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
I'm 30.
She's like, I'm 30 right now.
I do two lines. I'm done.
I heard that there's a remedy for that. Make a mixture of heroin, cocaine, and ecstasy. That'll keep you up for a few hours. I mean, you're going to be sleeping forever after that. But everybody was saying, not that she was ever out of the spotlight, but her career was taking a new turn. And people were saying, not only was the career taking a new turn with Star Wars, but she, as Princess Leia, she was, I mean, she wasn't that, you know, that Return of the Jedi bikini wearing Jabba the Hutt slutting it up Princess
thank
Leia.
Thank God, though.
No, thank God. But they said for 60 years old, Princess Leia, she still kind of got it going on.
Well, not only that, but they made
her
a
general. What's up? Hold on.
Oh.
That's why I did it.
You know, people said, hey, man, for 60-year-old Princess Leia, she got it going on, man. And I'm not even talking about in a sexual way, but I'm talking about people saying she looks healthy.
Yeah, I was just going to say she looks incredibly healthy, but also that's Hollywood makeup artists. And Lord knows what other type of, like, makeup they put on her.
No, that is true. Oz, what were you going to say, my man?
No, I was just saying, shit, I forgot what I was going to say.
Cocaine kicking in right
now. Brain fart. I need a prescription. Nah, but but to go back to what she looked like there, she looked good, but it looks like time and other things that took a toll on her as well. I mean, she looked okay there, but she just looked so different from how you remember her. Granted, she aged, but then you can see that she has the cheeks from being an alcoholic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And other things going on there. So, you know, she's still put together. But, you know, you can see shit was going on.
Without the makeup and everything. And again, not
the
to
lighting, all that.
Yeah. And not to put not to shame anybody for the way they look,
no,
especially after they're dead. But years of partying did start to show on her. And I think that's another thing where people said, damn, well, for partying as hard as you did, even with makeup, you know, good for you, girl. You're looking all right.
Yeah.
But it was this past Thanksgiving. The sign of things going wrong was that she had a relapse, and she laughed it off and said, nah, not really. But some people very close to her said, and this is from the Daily Mail, they said, nah, she was fucked up. They said Carrie Fisher relapsed before a European tour that ended in her death. Friend claims actress was high as a kite over Thanksgiving, but pressed ahead with ambitious work and her work schedule that saw her visit the UK just days later, and shortly after, she died. And it looked like when she relapsed, I mean, she relapsed hard. It's sad, you know?
Yeah, it is sad.
It's very sad. I mean, especially for something that she kind of held off for a while, or maybe she wasn't doing it as hard. But, you know, she got that taste back, and it, you know, and it was just downhill from there. How do you stop that roller coaster from going up, around, and down? You can't.
Oh, I know. That's the thing about trying to kick something And I'm going to say this, it's not going to be very PC. It's not going to sound nice. It's not going to be good with people. But when you kick something that you really like, you know what I'm saying? When you, she really liked drugs. Let's just admit that there are people out there who just really like drugs.
Yeah.
Musicians really like drugs. Amy Winehouse told people, stop telling me to stop drugs. I like drugs. I'm not going to even tell you anymore. I'm going to write a song about it.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no.
People just dancing, you know, like, no, I'm keep fucking around. I'm serious. And people are like, okay, keep doing that shit and make hits like this, you know.
Yeah, a buddy of mine, he quit smoking and he says that he thinks about smoking every day.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Some people
calling you like that, brother.
Yeah.
Addiction is very serious.
Some people really like drugs. Some people, musicians, rock and roll stars, they like drugs. Richard Pryor like drugs. Her,
Janis Joplin,
Jimi Hendrix, Carrie Fisher's ex-boyfriend, Jim Belushi, he liked drugs. I like drugs.
I like drugs too.
Y'all have heard me say this before, and I've said this because I know I don't do it, and I know how to stay away. But I told y'all, I'm very honest with you. I'm sorry.
Right place, right time, right people, right drug. That's all I gotta say.
I'm sorry that the kids over here in the couch have to hear Daddy say this. I like cocaine. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, and I don't do it because I know that there are certain drugs that will bring you down, that will ruin you with your health. I happen to be addicted to my work. I'm trying to turn my life around certain ways, but I'm being honest with you, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I like drugs. You know, I did it, and it caught up with me later in life. But the thing is that Carrie Fisher, she liked drugs, and I love it when people just admit it. I think sometimes addiction is it's overcome just a tad bit easier if you're honest with yourself.
Well, yeah, but
this is true.
If you're not self-righteous, because some people want to be so self-righteous about it when they turn around like, oh no, I hate it now. I don't like that anymore. It's evil. It was bringing me down. No, there are some people who are very honest about it. And when you ask them, they'll say, look, it's hard for me. I'm on a long road and a journey right now, whatever you fucking want me to say. But in the end, I miss drugs and wish I could still do it. She was on a current affair in 1994, and they asked her, they said, do you miss the drugs? And without a skipping a beat, she's like, fuck yeah, I miss drugs.
Do you still miss drugs?
Oh, yeah. You have any?
She's like, no, I'm serious.
Yes, I do.
What do you miss?
Cody.
What?
That was all I ever liked. It was like, I never liked alcohol, I never liked street drugs, because it was a calming drug. And so, yeah, it was very attractive to me. Like, I suppose a cocktail would be if I ever, you know, liked that.
And even then, she ain't letting on to everything that she was into. She was like, oh, I was just in this one thing right here. Yeah, well, history says otherwise, but, you know, it's nothing that I'm trying to go in and, again, make fun of somebody for. I just kind of... Again, I'm going to say something that probably people don't want to hear. But if you really want the truth with me, in the end, I think she just fully embraced like this is like what I like to do.
Yeah, she just accepted it and said, this is how I'm going to live my life.
Yeah, I think if we were able to talk to her now with her being out of her body, looking like a force ghost or something for stories, you know, I think she'd say, you know what? I went out doing what I like to do.
Yeah.
You know, let's just not sugarcoat this.
Yeah.
Am I mean for saying this, man?
No, I mean, like I said earlier, I think she knew what she was doing. You know, all that stuff going inside you, she knew there was a possibility that something could fuck up in there. You know what I mean? But, you know, the fact that she was riding high, no pun intended, off of the
excess. Yeah, it was.
You ride off that success, you know, of good, better things to come, you know, why not, in her mind, indulge, you know, and go all out, you know, make up for lost time. Let's get it all in me.
Yeah.
One at a time. What for? Let's do it all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not 60 years old and at this point a pro with drugs, and you put that much shit in you, and I think that there's going to be some consequences. Is at that point you just kind of gave up and like, look, I'm going out like this.
I think it's more of denial. to be honest.
That makes sense.
She doesn't think it's going to, no one ever thinks it's going to kill them unless they're suicidal, then they just overdose and do the most that way. But I think she just was, like Oz said, celebrating and just took too much too quick.
Yeah, I guess.
She just seems like she has an attitude, but fuck, she has a fucking attitude. Yeah. Like, she is saying, fuck it, give me the rest. Fuck it, give me the rest. So, that's what it was.
Well, either way it goes.
Rest in peace, goddammit.
Yeah, rest in peace. And again, I mean, it should not. You see what happens with it. I mean, it catches up with people sooner or later when they go down that path.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of, you know, a lot of drug use, a lot of alcohol, a lot of things that we even take for granted, even coffee. I mean, all this shit can wear you down. All this shit can take a toll on your body. And, I, you know, there's a lesson to be learned here. But at the same time, ooh, I would have loved to have partied with her.
Oh, me too. Are you kidding me? Everybody.
I would have loved to have partied with her. I said, had my ass talking like a Wookiee by the end of the night.
Oh, cokehead Coleman, man. You would have lasted one night and that would have been it.
Yeah. Corey would take one hit off the joint and be done.
Her and I'd be gone. Yeah. Her and I'd both be sitting up there looking like Anakin Skywalker and Yoda. Yes. Yeah. Just ghost at the party. Yes. Smiling with a yes. But hey, before we move on to the Foolish Five, let's catch up with you a little bit, Danielle.
Okay.
And let me move these folks on over so I can talk to them too while we're talking to you. Danielle, what have you been up to? You still got your man?
I still got my man.
Y'all doing well?
We're hanging in there. It's hard. Every day is a struggle.
But you know what? Just like Carrie Fisher, you're used to a certain lifestyle, right? You know?
Yep.
But hold on. The last time we saw Danielle, it was over, right?
Yeah, we broke up all of March, and then April 1st, we got back together, and then we've just been going pretty strong since then. We had a few bumps in the road. Well, you know, so.
It's always, look, from a person who... relationships, because I had my own addiction, and you know, so that's why I kind of make light of it, because I know it's not easy, and I can't admit to people, and I want to know how you feel about this, because I can't admit to people, and I hate to say it, because I don't want to lose my fiance, but there are days that is a struggle to not get back in a certain lifestyle that I had, you know, but I feel proud that I haven't.
Right.
But do you think that the struggle for you is similar? Are you just used to a lifestyle, or are you addicted to a certain lifestyle?
Oh, Corey, it's very hard for me when you have a 6'10", huge dude, you know, in town for the night from New York City, and I'm in the bar without him, and he's out of town, and this guy's coming up to me, and I'm just thinking, if I was single, I would fuck the shit out of this guy in my apartment. I probably shouldn't say that, right? I'm new. I mean, I haven't been here in a while. Sorry, guys. I would definitely have a one night stand with this nice gentleman. Let's just say that. So it's hard for me when it is. It's very hard for me. I'm tempted every day.
Yeah. You know, do you have any advice for both of us? I mean, I'm okay with what I'm doing right now. It's not that much of a struggle, but like, she's still kind of new to this. What would you say to her, man?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a case where where do you want to be in life? You know, what kind of state? What do you want to be? Well, you know, when it's all said and done, a lot of people, you know, that whole sow your royal oats thing until you get it all out of you, and then, you know, settle down and do what you need to do.
No, I mean,
you
know, that's what it sounds like. I value.
It just sounds like you just need to get older.
No, I mean, I can. That's the thing, is that I value my relationship, and as much as I am tempted, I would never put that on the line. I'm a very loyal human being. I always have been.
Yeah, you back here?
Yeah. No, seriously, I'm not big on relationships, but if I'm going to be in one, I'm going to be in one and be loyal. I'm not going to expect something from him that I'm not going to give. But the problem in my mind, I'm thinking, would he act the same way if some bad bitch walked in with a fat booty and was hitting on him, and she's in town from Miami and she's beautiful? Lord, no. I'm like, and I give him a pass. I'm cool with that. Just don't lie to me, you know?
Would you honestly give him a pass? Because that's probably what complicates things. Oz, what do you think about
Corey,
that?
They're going to do it anyways. He's going to do it anyways.
You don't want to do that.
Come on,
you don't want to give nobody a pass, because then you got to give somebody else the pass as well. Then you got to give them the pass and the pass with the pass back. This ain't school, man. Everybody getting passes.
Odd.
Passes for things.
I just don't want to be lied to. If he's going to do it.
Because shit gets real. I mean, and that's the thing. You know, like I said, it all comes with the maturity. And
yeah,
you know, who do you think you have with you?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, it all comes with the maturity. That's all it is. Because, you know, you walk by, you know, there's women out there all the world that I see. And what's my thing? Oh, well, that's it. Keep it pushing, because if you start pursuing that path, You fuck up the path that you're already on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
that's what I'm concentrated on. And that's the problem. You concentrate on your path. There's things to the left and the right. You got eyes, you look at it. You know, you say your old snap and you keep it pushing, because if you try to get off that rock, you get off your path, you're gonna screw up your whole situation.
Yeah.
And then for what?
No, I understand.
Not a goddamn thing. So I mean, you know, again, it comes with growth.
No, I understand completely. I have no problems being loyal, because I am in love with him with all my heart, and I want to marry him. I don't want to cheat on him, and I just don't know if he feels the same.
I know you're a guy, so I'm not getting off in the middle of this, because at this point, I like both y'all, and I see why people don't say anything with relationships, because I feel like I would be angering either one of you if I say something. I don't want to do that. But since Oz don't know him, Oz, what do you say about that,
it's
man?
It's a maturity thing, though. At the end of the day, that's what it is.
I'm just saying, if he trusts you, but you don't trust him. Doesn't that seem like that's a problem?
It is a problem. We're doing the best we can. Every day is a struggle.
Okay.
And the last time we saw Danielle, they broke up.
Yeah.
And Danielle disappeared for a while, and they're back together again.
Yeah.
What was the what? Now you're coming back on this show again, and you know, I don't want to say this place is cursing you, but it seemed as though that you know, this place was having a toll, because you're on these shows. You're being candid, which is great, but sometimes, you know, those things don't fly with the significant others that so early in, I guess, in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in the game for like, you know, 18 years like I am, you know, and my wife is talking crazy, I can say, oh, she's crazy, you know, because I ain't worried about that. But if you're still fresh in a relationship and you're talking about, you know, he's away and six, seven dudes is talking to you, and you're like, I would F him in the thing, I'm like, man. That's a vocabulary that you may want to start curbing, because you don't want to, you know, granted you have those thoughts, but you don't want to openly express them like that. You know what I mean?
You have a point.
I don't care how strong your man is mentally. That could fuck somebody up saying those words like that.
You're right. You're right. I shouldn't talk like that. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. I say nothing.
Yeah. So the vocabulary and the vernacular has to change at some point, just out of respect.
You're right.
Yeah.
But you don't want them looking at you crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but at the
like
you're
I
right.
said, like I said, my two words is oh well. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's all I say. Oh well.
All right. Well, there you go. Look, we ain't trying to. We glad to
but
see.
But at the
you.
End
we
of wanna... the day, at the end of the day, like I am who I am. Like I'm not a PC. All right. Like he has to accept me. I'm.
I know. Hey. Well, you will be you for better or for worse.
I can't change.
You know. So hey, well, time will tell how you being you will be.
Yeah. Right.
So,
see if he's at the wedding or not.
Yeah. We'll see. Don't come to my wedding arguing and shit now.
No, I won't.
I'm just playing.
As always, my dear.
Yeah. Good. Always interesting with you. Always good to see where you are. Never dull mom with that shit.
Especially
you are my own personal soap opera. So,
especially if I was single.
My own personal reality show right here.
As Danielle turns.
And burns. All right. Let's get into some foolishness right here. In addition to the foolishness that we've already started. All right, everybody. It is the top five foolishness that we're going to do real quick. And Oz, what do you have to say about the foolishness?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
What do you have to say about the foolishness?
Oh, and just because it's not in our foolish five doesn't mean it's not foolish.
That is correct, and let's start out with something in the hippity-hop world. Now, I told y'all, I do not pretend to know what's going on with the hip-hop world today. I love hip-hop, I love the rap, but I just can't keep up with the stuff that's happening today, because it's officially gone pop. And if you ask me, sounds the same in so many places, a little bit watered down.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do love when a rapper fucks up. That I can keep up with. That's a lyric I can understand. So when I say I don't know what's happening, I do not know who this guy is right here. My man looking like the Black Joker, Triple X Stinchon. Looking like a cross between. Now I'm talking about that new DC Suicide Squad Joker that we got there.
Yeah.
Looking like a cross. What's that?
Like Jaden Smith.
Look like Jaden Smith with two-faced hair on him. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a. I don't know what this guy's up to. And Oz was the one that had to tell me about him. Because you're a little bit younger than me. Do you know, not you, Oz, I'm talking about Danielle. No, you know, I think you love your black culture. Do you know about this kid?
I have no idea who that is.
I have no, and the true kids back here, it's funny what they told me, because they set me straight. Cause I came in trying to, because it's three X's and then stench on. And so I came in trying to pronounce it, you know, phonetically. I was like, stench on. And they said, like, nah, man, it's triple extension.
Temptation.
Yo, what's that?
Temptation.
Okay, so I don't even know who that is. But that
triple temptation?
I asked them, I said, tell me about the guy. And the thing they told me real quick, they said, yeah, he talks a lot of shit.
That's how he's known.
And they don't even know what we're talking about right here. What they said was, they said, yeah, he talks a lot of shit, so whatever happens to him, he deserves it. Whatever he gets, he gets, and probably had it coming. So that's why Oz told me, and Oz said, you know what? I don't know what this guy has done. I don't know what shit he's been talking. But it's so bad that even his security doesn't like him.
No, not at all, man. Like I said, I heard about this dude through videos. I don't know who. I'm trying to look up his name, and it's Triple X and the porn shit's coming. I'm like, great. It's a crazy-ass name. And I find these videos of this dude, and like, where's your security?
Yeah, triple extension shit. I thought it was the return of Xander Cage. I didn't know what was happening.
Exactly. Expected
Vin Diesel show up in a fur coat and shit. Then this dude shows up. But the reason why we question his security, because Oz showed me one video and I said, yeah, that's cool, but I don't really get what the big deal is. And he said, no, look up his videos, because it's not one. It's not an isolated incident to what happened with him. There was one video. Now, if you a rap dude, especially when you're in the rap game.
Yes.
You need some security, especially if you're in a rap game, you talking shit. He's doing a show one day, and his security must have been in the back passing a blunt or something, because
on stage. Triple X stuff.
Yeah. Apparently, no one was blocking the stage where anybody could jump up there and take a shot at my man. If you were listening, they knocked his ass out. And then that's when they were like, insecure, like, oh shit, we supposed to be doing something. And I like the way the music kept going. Like, I don't know if he was lip syncing or what, but they knocked his ass out. I'll play this one more time right here. They knocked his ass out, and the music kept going.
That's the thing that baffles me so much, is that the guy was able to get on stage, run across, hit the guy, and keep running. And after he hit him, maybe two steps behind was the security.
There's like five securities.
Like, yo, you had one job to do and you blew it.
Cover one dude. You gotta cover one guy. Five of y'all, one dude.
One dude.
One dude, yes.
One guy. Who really wasn't even running that fast when you look at it. Like I'm looking at this right here. The dude wasn't even trying to be quick about it. I mean, he could have stopped he could have stopped and took a selfie and shit.
Yeah. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. Now, okay. That's an isolated incident right there.
Yeah, security slipped up. The security messed up. They were slacking, no problem. But you know they'd be on it after, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, y'all at the vending machine getting the Coke or something. You know, I understand. You know, I don't expect y'all to be on it all the time. But
you got to be. What do you mean?
But you got to be. But okay. Hey, we'll let that slide. Now, that there's this other incident where he's trying to put on a good show, and he tells his security team, he's like, all right, pick me up and throw me into my adoring fans. And they picked his ass up and swung him a couple of times. And you don't see it, but his ass landed right on that pavement. He never made the crowd. He hit the barrier gate and then bounced off that shit.
That is like the world's worst security ever.
His security hates him.
Yeah. Who are these people?
Exactly. That's what kills me through the whole video, is that first the security is late on the job for the first time. And the second time, the security actually has him swinging him. So they make sure to get him over the fence. Nope, they swung his ass right into the barrier and to the floor.
Right into the floor. In case you missed it, take a look at this. Again. And they made sure to toss him to where he would land on his head.
I just don't understand. Their job is to make sure he doesn't get hurt.
That is why they want to kill him.
Yes.
Even his security hates him.
Exactly. He talks too much shit, man.
Those are not tattoos. Those are scrapes and bruises on his head.
Not a mugshot?
Those are life lessons on his face and his neck.
Yeah, man. You know, they got one job, and that is to protect you. You know, man, he could hire Paul Blart to do best security for them than these motherfuckers did. And the funny thing is the crowd must hate him too, because they're all like, yeah!
They're happy he fucking busted ass.
Man, I would hire Patrick Gertz before any one of those guys.
Yeah. Like, does his security come rolling up on Segways and shit? <'Cause>, yeah, mall security would protect you better than these dudes. They hate him. And that's the only thing I can think. If they can't even... if they can't protect you just by simply throwing you into a crowd to crowd surf with them. Because if you notice, it wasn't like they had to like chunk his ass across the street or some shit. It was a few feet.
and he's a skinny dude too, so it's not like he weighs a lot.
Yeah, and they're huge.
They're two big dudes. They should have tossed his ass out the stadium, you know. But
exactly.
But no, with this, it was just a few feet. It's not like his little ass was that hard to throw, and they couldn't even make that.
Fuck.
They literally put no effort into that toss.
That's crazy.
Even now, throw that motherfucker. And you know what? The other thing I like with it is that he trusts him so. He trusts him so much. If you see how limp he is, he just put all of his trust in them.
Yes. All his faith in these guys.
He like, they got me. They threw his ass like airport luggage.
Exactly. Think of sanitation. You throw him in the back of the truck.
Threw his ass like garbage man. Garbage. Yeah, you might want to slow down on that shit talking, man, because even your security is closing in on you.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Best of luck, Triple X. Best of luck.
Yeah.
You ain't going to live that long to tell it. I hope so.
You got two more shows, buddy.
Yeah.
It's the end of your shit.
Yeah, man. Slow down, because what you're doing is hurting your life right now. Let's go ahead and get into... Let's get into something sad right here. It's a little, and I'm going to tell you. What's that?
We got some sad foolishness.
Got some sad foolishness, but it's foolish nevertheless. Now, it is. It breaks my heart. Y'all know how much I love animals. Y'all know that I'm a gentle person. I love people too. You know, I love dogs. You know, we got two dogs.
Yeah, I know. I saw.
And so it breaks my heart when I see animals, but especially dogs being abused. So I'm looking at this thing from independent.co.uk, and they're saying, and it's making big news right now, the island of Bali, B-A-L-I, Indonesia. They say that tourists are being tricked into eating what they think might be chicken. They're being tricked into eating dog meat. And not just any dog meat, but it could be poisoned dog meat. Now, that doesn't say, you're saying, well, you know, in other places around the world, I mean, I don't want to put any stereotypes out there, but we've heard about dog eating in China. In fact, they have a very cruel festival that goes on where they abuse these animals and then kill them and then eat that meat. And when you look at it, it is a very terrible thing because, it is. And when you look at it, the abuse that's going on with these animals as they're waiting to be killed. Yeah. You can see the stress and sadness on their faces there. They club some of these animals to death. And it makes me angry too. I hate it. I hate it. And just like anybody else out there who loves animals, who has a shred of decency in themselves, I want to do something. And then when you feel helpless, you get angry. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, you get pissed off. I mean, that's man's best friend, man. Everybody has their you know, their love affair with their dogs. I mean, you know, that's the most popular pet going around is your puppies, your dog. And you hear how people are torturing them and,
yeah,
you know, breeding them just to eat them. That's, you know, that's disgusting. You want to do something about that.
I'm sorry. Why do you guys have so much compassion for dogs, but you don't give a flying fuck about the ducks or the cows or the pigs or any of these animals?
Because they're delicious. Just,
they're even more emotionally intelligent. You know what I'm saying? Like, why do you guys not care? Why do people not care?
Good point, Danielle. That's the Danielle I miss right there. Say a bunch of stupid shit, then come out with that smart knowledge right there. Now, that's where the foolishness comes in for me, besides the cruelty of what we've seen. I would go in, and I'm looking at some of the comments down here, and they, you know, and some of the comments that I saw might have disappeared, but if you go in the comments section, people are talking about Indonesia. Who would go see such a savage, why do people go to such a savage country? These Indonesian people, why do they feel this way? What does it take for these other countries to catch up with the intelligence of the first world countries that are out there that would never do anything to intelligent animals like this? And as much as I love animals, I have to call bullshit on all you people. First of all, it's not all of Indonesia who does that. And that's a mistake we make. We get mad. We want to come in and we want to just make a blanket statement because we want to lash out at everybody. It's a problem with Muslims out there. And everybody wants to lash out at the whole religion.
Right.
But over in Indonesia, they even have an organization that's trying to go in and stop this. There's and that's the thing with the animals. They poison them, and that's why people are getting poisoned meat. Mm-hmm. And that's why they gotta. And they're telling people just from a health standard, you gotta stop. You gotta be careful and stop and think about what you're getting.
That's all.
This was done by Animals Australia. That they had an undercover investigator that went in and looked at this. But they do say there's an organization in Bali that is trying to stop this too. Some people in Bali, here it is, they are fighting to end the trade. And they say the Balinese Animal Welfare, and let me put this up there, the Balinese Animal Welfare Association works to protect the island's dogs. They're saying it's an uphill battle right now. There's only a handful of dogs that they've been able to rescue out of thousands, but it's a start. So to go in and criticize the whole country, that's bullshit. But let's cut the bullshit, people, and admit, here's where the foolishness is, man. Everybody talks about how I would never want to treat an intelligent animal like this. I would never want to go in and be cruel to something so cute. It's all about how it's marketed.
Yep.
You see that picture, that cute little lamb right there? Every girl out there and even some dudes, I'm like, oh, look at that. Who could be cruel to something like that? Motherfucking lamb chops ain't outlawed. And we eat that shit regularly.
You should see. All what they I do
see
today.
Is a gyro. That's what I'm looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, right yeah, yeah, exactly. All y'all see is a pita. you see that cute little thing wrapped up in a pita being taken off of a spit, and y'all eat that shit with yogurt on it. You know, come on, y'all. Let's cut the bullshit. It's all about marketing.
It's all about what you're conditioned to learn, like when you're growing up, what your family tells you.
It's all about how you socialize.
Yep.
You know something?
Well, I get
what's up?
Yeah, what I'm saying, lambs weren't bred to be domesticated, right? Dogs were.
So dogs
are a step above any other animal because of their domestication?
They've been trained to hunt with us, and therefore we put them into some companionship. If we could teach a lamb to go out and kill another animal, then we'd be cool with him too. You know,
get on that lamb.
Yeah.
maybe not a lamb. I don't know get much about that. Lambs, but you'd be surprised what you can teach a pig or cow to do.
Well, the day that we teach a pig to pick up a gun and shoot another animal and go hunting with us, then maybe we got something.
A dog can't do that.
Well, a dog can kill something. You know, that's the thing about it. And you know what? I'm glad you said that, Danielle, because I'm trying to pull back on eating bacon. I might even one day be a vegetarian, but I ain't stopped eating bacon. But I've seen pigs, you know, but you got to take it a little bit at a time.
I understand.
I've been wanting to pull back on eating the bacon because I see how intelligent certain animals are, including the pig.
Yeah.
When I saw a pig painting,
yeah.
a pig. What are y'all laughing? But I saw a pig with some artistic skills. I saw a pig. They even call his ass. Now, this ain't going to make it any better, but they call him Picasso. You know, it's Picasso, a bad pun. It's a bad pun. I know. I know. But look.
Did Martin come up with that?
Yeah.
Is Martin in the room? Where's Martin?
That's what I call a Picasso. Now, see, if I said that shit, y'all want to kill me. But Martin gets a pass on that. But yeah, the thing is, I saw not only the pig, because you think it's just some thing where pig just probably has the paintbrush glued in his mouth and he's just like just trying to rub it on something to get it off. No, the pig picks up a paintbrush, goes to the canvas, paints for a little bit, and when he runs out of paint, then he dips it back in there and starts painting again.
Mm. A pig with a paintbrush is causing quite the stir in the art world. Pig Casso is a rescue pig with a surprising talent for painting that's best described as abstract expression.
And let the right, they're talking about abstract expression, and let the right hipster push that shit.
Yeah.
And that painting by that pig, that would sell for $2 million in some museum if it's marketed the right
It'll
way.
It'll have a whole exhibit in New York City.
I'm calling animal cruelty. And now lives out. I don't know what they do to make sanctuary. That pig paint like that. They probably beating them.
Hey. No. Hey.
I'm calling animal cruelty.
You were probably right. Whenever you see an animal doing something on cue like that, they probably did train them with some abuse.
I'm giving it up.
Look at that dog in the background. He's like, ain't gonna get me.
Yeah.
go back.
What the dog's
hey,
like?
Ain't gonna get me. Ain't gonna get me.
That dog's, I'm gonna lay my talented ass down and not do a goddamn thing. Yeah, they weren't gonna eat me.
You ain't gonna get me.
Talents are able to flourish. It was her keeper who first discovered the pig's potential.
So she's very smart and intelligent, and so I placed a few balls and some paintbrushes and things in her pen, and it wasn't long before I discovered that she really liked the bristles and the paintbrush for some reason. And it was just a case of nurturing that talent and seeing how she developed as a smart individual animal here at the sanctuary, and she just really took a knack for it.
Aww, the alternative to a life of creativity? Confinement in crates like
this. See, you know, that's the thing. I don't like, even with animals that we do eat, I hate that they are kept in these conditions. And I don't like it. And that's what makes me actually want to be a vegetarian, besides the health things. I don't want to be a hypocrite because I hate seeing the hypocrisy of people who love animals so much. But then we don't give a fuck when it's not marketed to us the right way. They're not cute. Or they're not gentle. They're not house pets. And people are like, well, fuck it. You know, I don't give a fuck about animals as long as they taste like bacon. That's the thing. Dogs don't taste like bacon. I bet if a dog tastes like bacon, that motherfucker would be on the dinner plate like any other animal out there.
Yeah, he'd be served up.
He'd be served up. I don't give a damn.
With the apple in the mouth.
What's that?
The whole nine. He'd be served up with the apple in the mouth and the whole nine.
Yeah, exactly. I don't give a fuck how cute that dog is.
Hell no. That's what made me become a vegetarian was a pig roast, and he had the apple in his eyes. Oh, I had to say.
Yeah, people. We always talk about how cute these animals are, and that's the thing. When we can have them marketed to us a certain way, then we're down with it, you know? But as soon as like it suits our needs, then we say, fuck it.
I think if more people knew the reality of what is happening to these animals for us to have the food that we have, I think they would cut it out.
Yeah.
Honestly, the things that they do to these cows, especially duck for fragua, is fucked up.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't give a fuck. I'm hungry.
Yeah, it is.
He's like, I need my gains.
And it's delicious.
Need my protein. Yeah. Not that I'm opposed to eating meat. I like to eat. I'll eat meat if it's prepared, you know, without. If I can eat it guilt free, I feel better about it. I've eaten cat. Yeah. I'm not bullshitting. In Waco, it might be an urban legend, but there was a place that we used to get these tacos from, and the place shut down. This is when I was in the National Guard.
I'm not surprised, honestly. Lord knows when we go to these places and you get a big dish of lo mein, what the fuck's in it, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. This taco meat, they said that they were mixing in with the regular meat, that they found stray animals, cats, and were putting cat meat in there.
It's money. It's a business. If they can make money off it, they'll do it or save money.
Well, that's illegal, too. That place shut down.
I'd rather not know, man. I'll be ignorant. Get my Sterling Green shit on. I'm ready.
Sterling Green.
Yeah. Shit, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. That cat probably was good if that's what it was. I don't care how many paintings that cat did. Yeah, man. Hey, let's move on to our next bit of foolishness right here.
Number three.
And let me move you over us so we can.
Yes, sir.
Now, you got sort of a a bad story there about animal cruelty, and I'm sorry we brought anybody down. We didn't mean to do that. Shit, they were on our ass last week when we were laughing at deaf people. They were mad about
that
shit.
Why would you do that? Why would you laugh at somebody?
Because it was funny. That's why.
And again, we weren't laughing at them.
What? Were you laughing with them?
That situation they was doing, man.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Two deaf people arguing. I never seen that before. Oh. So, yeah, I was fascinated. Sorry, you know, but I was laughing because the shit was fine to me. But with this right here, though, we'll bring another dog story. I can't actually say that it's 100% cruelty-free, but it's less cruel. And I think you can laugh about this. There's a story here where it's all about how to groom your pet. And some dogs, get them a haircut, get them a little trim, but don't cut all the shit off.
Right.
Because, first of all, there's a health hazard there. But second of all, it just looks fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Did you see this?
It's like an optical illusion.
Is that an optical illusion?
No, it looks like one, but it's not.
We are looking at a husky right here. And guys gave me this story. And what we call a husky, to me, looks like a Nazi experiment. I'm looking at this to say, is this real? Because when you shave this husky down, it looks like they took a large cat and put a dog's head on it.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's anything cruel about it, it's just that they make him look stupid.
He looks like a freak.
Yeah, he looks like a freak. It looks like a dog with Gollum's body. You know what I...
Well, see, but... People is losing their shit over just looking at this. You know, people are saying that, like, the dog is in pain and, you know, he can't do this. What the fuck's going on? And I just think that the dog just looks fucking weird. And people are freaking out because they don't know what they're looking at.
I mean, is it cruel? Mentally, probably. I mean, you know, all these other dogs, when he gets out, they're going to be like, the fuck happened to you, man? And they don't even look at him and think like, damn, I thought you had it going on under that fur. Because that's what I think with animals. When I look at huskies, especially huskies, when they got that fur coat, they looking all, they looking regal, they looking majestic, they looking swole, you know?
Yeah.
But when you take that fur coat off, it's like, man, you ain't shit. I thought you was something under that bitch, but you are a bitch. Look at you. And I like the way that dog is like standing like, looking like, yeah, but I still got it. No. Yeah. No, you might as well drop that act, man. You look like shit right now.
I wonder
but, you know, let's pull back because we don't know the context of this photo. We don't know if this dog needs surgery, that's why they shaved him, or it's some sort of stupid prank. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe he lost a bet.
Next time, pay up. Next time, pay up your debt. Pay up.
That's funny, Cole.
Yeah, you know he's doing a YouTube challenge. I don't know. It's like the ice bucket challenge. I'm gonna shave my fur challenge. You know,
the biggest thing people are talking about, because those dogs have a double coated, they say. There's an underhair and there's like a thicker hair that grows on top of it.
Yeah.
And people are saying that, you know, you just destroyed his coat. You know, I did my little research today, and what happens is the hair does grow back. The under hair does grow back. It's just that in older dogs, the second hair may grow back patchy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So there is a health hazard, because I'm looking at some of the tweets that are out there.
If the dog runs out in the sun like that, yeah, it's a wrap.
Because some people are saying, come on, man, it looks funny. And it does. But also, because some people are saying, oh, you fucking animal activists. Can't y'all have fun with anything? But to be honest with you, I mean, let's go ahead and pull all the humor aside, because we don't understand. Yeah. We just think it's like a haircut. You know, we cut our hair and it grow back.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? Well, they're saying for these animals here, they're saying 5 reasons not to shave your double-coated dog, which is what these dogs are. They're saying it will not keep them cooler in the summer. It will permanently damage their coat, increases the risk of sunburn and skin cancer. It will not decrease their shedding. It will not help with their allergies. So there's a reason why that fur is on there as thick as it is. What's that?
Well, no, it won't help your allergies. I mean, a lot of this stuff, you know, is right. But, you know, granted, if you're going to shave your dog, again, I don't know the context of this photo, but again, if I'm not going to put my dog, if I just shave them, I'm not going to put them in the fucking sun. He's going to be in the house. So don't worry about that other one.
Yeah.
If I have allergies, you know, I shouldn't have the goddamn dog in the first place. What was the other one? There was a couple. I'm like, wait a minute. These sound kind of silly. What was the other? What was the other explanations they had on there?
The other explanations was called sunburn and skin cancer. It will not decrease their shedding. It will not keep the
Yeah, I mean, why would you, you know, you just shaved off all, you know, if you're doing that to stop your dog from shedding, you shouldn't have a goddamn dog because that's what dogs do. I mean, you know, it's just, a lot of that stuff is just silly and common sense for people to do. You know what I mean? And
people
are just making a big deal out of something that's freaky to them.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you know, one thing that people do their dogs all the time that I think is actually bad for them, what I heard or what I read was when you put clothes on your dog, it actually fucks with their natural ability to regulate their body temperature. So if you think they're cold or if you think they're hot or you think it's cute or whatever, you could be messing up with their natural ability to affect.
Yeah. Yeah, my girl trying to buy tuxedos for our dogs and shit for the wedding.
Do you know that dog clothes is like a multi-billion-dollar industry? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not the best thing for them. They're dogs. I love animals, but they don't need to wear clothes.
No.
You know, that's that. They come. Me. What's that?
I said Mia got him a monocle and a top hat.
Yeah, she actually got a tuxedo for Mojo and trying to get a gown for Pixie.
Aww, you know? That's cute.
See, now you falling for the shit.
Just to wear briefly for photos and then take off.
And she just made a collar, a flower collar for that dog.
Cute.
And that she put it on little Pixie and that dog like, get this motherfucker off me, man.
Over
you know? Yeah,
out.
It's like shackling a slave. You know, she don't want that shit on her.
They don't want it on her.
No, they know it looks stupid. And meanwhile, this poor dog trying to keep all the dignity he can right now. Look like somebody put an olive on a toothpick right here, you know?
I wonder if he realizes it or what he's thinking. If
he
cares,
realizes
if he even knows.
Can't you see the motherfucker overcompensating right now?
I still got it. I'm still a bad motherfucker.
No, you're not.
Puffy chest.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, for some dogs, it's funny. You know, for a big dog like that, that ruins it. Say that shit for little dogs like this.
That dog looks like a little puppy slender man.
That dog, help me. That dog looked like a mad scientist made that motherfucker. We're looking at him, one of those little chow chows.
He's got his head tilted and everything.
Yeah.
Slender dog.
Yeah. She looked like that dog been in a concentration camp or something. So that don't look right. Look like they took a cotton ball and put it on a starving man's body. That is not right. You know, so people, stop doing it to these animals, man. We try to apply these human habits to these dogs, and they're dogs, all right? The things that we do is not meant for them. Clothes, haircuts, that's not them. We're different species. Yeah. Let them be dogs. We hurt them more, no matter how much we want to personify them or give them human traits, anthropomorphize them. They are what they are for a reason.
Why are humans
exactly?
So
a baldy looks fine on a human, not on a dog.
No, not on a dog. So let's go ahead and get into number two, winding it down right here.
Number two.
This is something of. There is a social statement to be said about this. But first, we'll go ahead and let the story play out for itself. Now, in our number two piece of foolishness right here, we have a woman. Let me go ahead and put her up right here. Beautiful woman right here. Her name is Blessing Okabear, and I hope I'm saying her name right. She was in Norway this past week, and she was she's an Olympic athlete, and she was doing the long jump. Now the thing about her, you would think like, okay, athletes, it's not like they're on the red carpet. It's not like, you know, they're going out to some premiere. They try to put themselves down to the bare minimum because they got to perform. But somehow this woman right here, she managed to get out there on the track and have a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh, I think I know what happened.
Yeah. And I don't get this. You do not need this to long jump.
Nope. To most athletic fans, look at Kwari in the first round of the women's long jump. Looking to get a competition underway.
Oh,
somebody said, where that skunk come from? If you saw something black fall down off her head, it was her wig.
Lost her hairpiece.
Fuck.
Well, the hairpiece jumped 5 meters 82. Akbari,
those British assholes are having a field day.
British people are fucked up because they got that regal ass British accent, and yet they will talk the most shit.
Yeah.
And they actually, the funny thing about it, if you listen, before they even took her distance, they took the distance of the wig.
Looking to get a competition underway.
Man, that looked like it hurt.
Lost her hairpiece. Well, the hairpiece jumped 5 meters 82.
No fucks given there.
No, oh, man, no, they, because you know here in America, be like, damn, you see that bitch's hair fly? But they dry as fuck over there. And they, I like the way they just dig it in, because the more serious you are, the more insulting it is.
Yeah.
Before they even comment on her, well, the hairpiece made 5'4", 2 meters. Like the hairpiece really was competing.
They were doing their own foolish five.
Yeah.
I feel like this happens a lot, though, right? For a long jump.
The first I've seen.
I looked like she got scalped. Like there was an invisible wire. Yeah, just,
and everybody, if you stop it, everybody's just looking at the hair. They ain't looking at her.
No.
Everybody in that picture is looking at the hair.
They looking at that hair that just landed. They looking at that horse that just made that jump.
I'm sure she wishes we hadn't seen
it. They still going on for her.
This will get replayed and replayed, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, she should have just worn her hair.
She seems unperturbed about it.
Well,
as I said, 6:21.
See, that's what I don't get at that point. I mean, you know, shit happens and stuff you can play off, and there's stuff you can't play off.
Nope.
And no, that's one of them.
She trying you know to walk mean? And put her shit back on, you know.
What do you do, though? Do you put it back on or you just hold it in your hand?
No, at that point, it's a wrap. It's done. You don't put it's it back on. It's over.
Okay. I like the way that shit was in layers, too. She had a do-rag under there. You know, she put it all back on. She put the stocking cap back on, and then she put the hair back on. Here's my thing, man, with this. Mm. I'm looking at her. First of all, if you're going to do... What the fuck is coming from, man? If you're going to do the long jump, if you're doing any kind of athletic activity and you got a wig on... Isn't that the point where you glue that shit down?
Isn't that a little too high risk, yeah. low reward? Like, yeah. who cares about your hair?
Like, who gives a fuck about your hair? I mean, when you know you're going to be having a lot of wind resistance going your way, shouldn't you staple that shit to your hair or something?
I mean, I'm sure she did, but even then, like, yeah, wear it.
Clamp the shit down. Just don't put it over your head and leave it to fate, you know, because that shit's going to come off. You know, and the other thing, you were not at a fashion show.
Yeah.
You were not at some premiere, like I said. You were doing an athletic activity. People don't give a fuck about how your head looks. And speaking of which, you look just fine without it.
Yeah, that's the thing. She's beautiful without it.
And that's the big thing, right? You know, she has it off and she looks fine.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, and everybody sees you with your hair now. There's no need to put it back on.
Ever.
It's over.
Pretty sure. She don't look like she gives a fuck, though.
She's unperturbed about it.
Wait a minute.
Trying to play it off hard, that's why.
You know what's funny?
She's trying really hard to play it off.
It's funny, because if you look at that black shit in the background, I thought that was her wig running away.
What is that, a dog?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. She's just trying to get ahead.
That's what I'm saying about black women. She felt the need to have her hair look straight and processed and permed to the point where she wore that shit while she was doing the long jump. And she looks just fine without it. There's so much pressure for black women to straighten their hair that they go to this. And look, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Natural over here. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Ain't nothing up in there. But maybe some juices and berries, like they said, are coming to America. But your shit is natural. But there's so much pressure for black women to straighten their hair that this poor girl got out there in the middle of an athletic event and tried to wear that shit still. And that shit ran away from her.
Yeah.
And you say pressure, the pressure is so intense that even after it fell off of her head, stayed in the sand, she picked it up. Dusted it off and continued to put it right back on like nobody saw what happened.
That's
the pressure that she's under to keep that look that she's going for.
Yeah. Like the wig was, like you said, still in the dirt. The wig, like, hey, man, they know we ain't together. Let's just go ahead. Let's
the
just
jig
go
is
ahead.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, the jig is up.
Nobody.
You go your way, I'll go mine.
Yeah, nobody saw that. We good.
Yeah. The wig is telling her right now, don't do this.
Just drop me.
The jig is up.
Walk away.
Walk away. Yeah, let me go home. I'm embarrassed if you're not. But she looks fine without it. And
exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And I really hated that she had that pressure on her to not only put it on in the first place, but try to put it back on after everybody knew it was done. Nobody cares. You look fine without it. You want to know what everybody's looking at after you did that jump? And I hate to be shallow, but I could give a fuck about that wig. I'm looking at that ass. You know what I'm saying? Shit! Say, I'm going to give a fuck about that wig.
Oh, not when you got a booty like that.
No, hell no.
As I say, oh well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And by the way, I heard that the wig got the silver medal. So.
Talking shit like them British dudes. They like, what's some old people in the Muppet Show?
The Muppet Show? Yeah. Assholes is what I call them.
Yeah,
you know. But yeah, people, let's stop that. Let's stop that. I mean, my parting words with this is that black women are actually being publicly demeaned and actually trying to be shamed to a position of either forced to quit a job or just downright fired.
Yeah.
Obama's children were ridiculed by other people for having natural hair, and other people are saying, well, that's just not socially acceptable.
Yeah, they're discriminating in schools because of their hair out naturally, or if they get cornrows or if they get plaits or anything like that, they're discriminating, saying you can't wear your hair like this.
That's their natural hair. Stop pressuring women into doing that. And by the way, let's stop pressuring women into feeling like short-haired black women
are not of value, because they are.
Yeah, this girl is beautiful.
Beautiful from head to toe.
Yes.
I dare you to let that wig pop off and you turn that ass down. I dare you.
Yep. You won't.
I bet you won't.
I won't.
Shit. Yeah, she said, I'll long jump in them cheeks right there.
Damn so. Right. Shit.
Long jump in them cheeks.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and get to our number one. And we're going to wrap it up.
Number one.
Our number one piece of foolishness right here.
We got to get them graphics together, brother.
I know we do. And I am, man. I just want to make sure that we were going to continue. And we are. And Oz sent me this story, and it was funny.
Hell yeah.
So all you college students out there who think you so smart and think anything that comes out your mouth, you one, two, three steps ahead of everybody else, you might want to learn something from your little girl right here. There was this girl who decided to go to Walmart and said, you know what, I'm gonna take whatever I want, and I'm not going to pay for it.
Okay.
Because if I get caught, I got a good excuse. I'm going to beat the system. And we got this girl right here, 23-year-old college student, Lydia Marie Comeny. She decided to go in this Walmart and not take a little basket. You know, I'd take a bag, but she tried to walk out with a cart full of groceries.
Okay.
and when she got caught, they said, girl, what do you think you're doing trying to walk out with these groceries? And she said, oh, well, I'm in a class with kleptomania, and I'm doing a study on that. and this basket right here is my homework. This is my research.
Oh, stop. So then what?
Now, the girl goes, she goes to Gillette College. I think she has some Gillette razors in her bag when she walked out.
She cut herself.
But they were saying here, let me find her story here. So they said that she walked out and they saw her rolling out of a Walmart with a cart containing nearly $2,000.
Okay, at Walmart, that's a lot of shit.
That is a lot of shit. Walmart, that's some discount prices right there.
Fuck, yeah.
You sure it's only one cart?
Yeah.
First of all, I like the way they say shoplifting. Shoplifting to me is when you put some shit in your pocket, stuff it in your coat. When you walk out with a cart full of shit,
grand theft.
That's a heist.
that's
some Ocean's 11 shit going on right there. Shit, I hope she stole some Oxy-10 when she was in there.
I know, right? Surely this wasn't the first time.
Yeah, because she got a red dot right on her forehead right now. But, you know, she, Oz, what you got to say about your girl here, man? Because to me... Before I let you talk, Oz, not only what really busted her is that they went to... This led to them going to her dorm.
Finding a bunch of shit.
And they found a bunch of shit in there. And they said, and she tried to give the excuse that, well, I had to steal. I was buying shit, but my roommate started just taking everything and hoarding it for themselves.
Yeah.
I had no more money to buy groceries with, so I had to.
$2,000 worth of groceries?
That's a lot for a college student,
that's
you know.
2 years worth.
That's a whole college.
That's a lot of ramen noodles.
She stole a whole college course in the kleptomania with
yeah,
that basket. Oz, what you got to say about you, girl?
I just love the fact that she thought she knew. She knew she was going to get away with it. There was no doubt in her mind that this was going to work. If I get caught, I just tell her I'm doing a paper on kleptomania, and I'm going to get free. Listen, she tried to use her privilege of the white variety, and it didn't work. It did not work. You know what I mean? And the fact that she went out there talking about, I'm taking this because I'm doing a kleptomaniac class, it's like me going up and grabbing somebody in the crotch and saying, nah, it's cool. I'm studying anatomy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, it's cool, B.
Yeah. And, well, at this point, she's about to study criminal law because in this article right here, they said that. Now, you would think that shoplifting, you know, you get a slap on the wrist, maybe you got to do some community service, and the store just tells you, keep the fuck out of here, don't come back.
Yeah.
But here, keep in mind that she was taking baskets of shit, and they found thousands of dollars worth of other merchandise in her place. They said that this could carry a sentence of up to 10 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for shoplifting.
If that was my daughter, I'd throw her bitch ass right in prison.
Take her
and
ass.
Let her sit there.
Yeah.
I would put her ass in a shopping cart and deliver them to the court.
Yep.
You know, let her go in the ways that got her there in the first place.
Stealing.
You'll put
not
in a Walmart
okay.
shopping cart.
Yeah. Put in a Walmart and roll her ass. Well, I wouldn't even go to the court. I'd roll her ass across
right
the street
there.
And turn my ass back around and go home. Now, I can tell you right now, and I hate to say it, but ain't no 23-year-old white girl in college going to get $10,000 worth of fines, and she ain't going to prison.
No,
she ain't going to prison for nothing.
No, hell no. What I'd have her do, I'd have her in an orange jumpsuit and have her be one of them greeters up there at Walmart.
Yup.
You know.
Until she works off that $2,000.
Yeah, not that Walmart vest.
For $6.75 an hour.
Yeah, no, but she's doing it for free.
Yeah,
she ain't gonna be like that old man, old woman. Hello, wearing that blue vest. She gonna be in a orange is the new black jumpsuit.
Yep.
Greeting people at Walmart with some shit that I thought I steal.
Yeah. I'm a thief.
Yeah. Yeah. You got kids, man. What would you do if your daughter pulled some shit like this?
Oh man, she had to learn the hard way, man. Whatever's coming to us is gonna have to come to her, man. I mean, we taught them better than to do some bullshit like this.
Yeah.
You know, I can't even fathom any of these fools doing that, man.
Yeah.
If they did, they'd have to learn the hard way. You know what I mean? Granted, but she's 10 years, $10,000 fine. She ain't seen none of those 2 10s. But my girl, forget about it. Or my sons, they'll be under the jail, so you know that can't happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'll be a different situation if it was one of ours doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it would be.
And that's just the way it is, man. It's just the way it is. And if people can't see that or understand that, I'm sorry. It's what it is.
If that had been Oz's daughter that had done that, you goddamn right they would have pressed for her to do some time. And I don't know. I can't jump conclusions here. Maybe she will do some time.
I doubt it. I mean, shit, if it was my daughter, she would have came home with $4,000 because I teach my daughter to reach for the stars.
You know, and that's the thing about it, too. You have to fuck up to get in trouble over Walmart. Crackheads used to take shit back to Walmart for some shit they never even bought there.
And get money for it.
And get money for it. Walmart would never look at a receipt. Now they started losing money. And they said she stole from them at the wrong time. They were losing money. And somebody said, what the fuck is going on with these numbers, man?
Something's not adding up. I ain't the brightest one.
Yeah. Well, you got 23-year-old white girls stealing shit from you, crackheads and shit, you know. So, yeah. So, you know. Well, hey.
The nerve. The entitlement. It's so fucked up.
And they even said that when they got a hold of her. The funny thing is she's talking about, I'm doing this for my class and mental issues, studying kleptomania. They said when they found her that she was in biology. So
kleptomania class.
Yeah. You know, well, maybe she can study creative writing while she's in jail. Since you got such an imagination on your ass right there.
Yeah. You're going to get punched in the face. I'm going to say, I'm studying boxing.
Yeah. You know, all right, people. That is it. Many lessons to be learned from the foolishness tonight, as always. What's that, man?
No, that was number one, folks and jokes.
That was number one right there. Before we go, We'll answer a couple of emails very quickly because it's midnight. We got to get some of y'all out of here. And I know y'all got things to do. Glad that you stayed with us tonight. Let me see if I can find where the emails be. And let me go over here. Hold on. Hey, people, once again, to remind you, the tickets are back up for the anniversary party. They went down for some reason. I say glitch, but I don't know. Maybe it was some setting that I had. But they had it set to cut off at a certain date. So we have tickets available again, and we'll tell you about how to get those in a little bit. If you don't know already, let me see here. Some people are telling us about the Triple Extension video. They said, just to put into some context, because I told you, I don't know anything about the guy really. But they say the whole thing with him getting punched. They say, hey, man, just for context, in the first video you showed where he got sucker punched, the guy hit him was another rapper, and Triple X was in the rapper's hometown. And the day before, he talked shit about that rapper. Yes, but where was security for this?
Exactly.
I
get it.
That wasn't him? Okay. Let me see here. The rapper apparently... Oh, okay. The rapper apparently paid off security because they were from the area that knew him. Tons of placing. That's what he says here. Tons of placing reporting. It was an inside job. That's why they were able to get up on stage so easily.
I said it looked fishy because after he ran on stage, they came up like 2 seconds right after him. They were right there watching him run on stage. So,
yeah. Okay. It was kind of that thing where, oh, my God, he's been hit. You know, they ran up on stage.
Get him quick.
Yeah, but Nate says that it wasn't even Triple Extension that was up there.
No, it was Triple X. The dude who knocked him out wasn't Rob Stone.
Oh, okay.
Even though he was in San Diego.
Oh, okay, he was in San Diego when this happened.
He was in San Diego, and that's hometown of Rob Stone. Everybody was screaming, fuck Rob Stone, right after that happened.
I see.
I either rappers. I hosted an open mic in town and heard about all this after the incident when I was hosting.
Okay.
Yeah, they all those kids filled me in because I was like, okay, now who's the blonde dude? They had to fill me in.
Let's see. Got
with his friend.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. There you go, people. Let's see here. But it's nevertheless, I also thought that somebody must have paid these guys, man. You just don't run up on stage like that.
It looked fishy.
Hip hop game is not safe.
Listen, that's why a lot of these hip hop guys bring their own security from who they know. You can't be using security from the home base, especially if you're running your mouth. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're going to the city of the place where you're running your mouth about the person?
Exactly.
A smooth move, dude.
This is from Ada Alvarez. Ada has some very nice words for us right here. Ada says, hey, Corey and Oz, I love this show. I found you on YouTube and subscribed a year before I finally joined the DT website. Your satirical humor has helped me not to take things so seriously and to laugh at the little things. Stay toasty. Awesome. Hey, thank you for that. Thank you, Ada. She gave us an email
the
other day. Yeah, she's very nice, man. She gave us the email yesterday, and I wish I could have answered that. Oh, let's see. Mark Murray, who gave me a really nice email. Mark, I didn't answer you, but you sent me. There was a dude who was coming in and talking to me. He got mad at me and was like, you know, because he had one difference of opinion with me, another from a long time ago, too. And he was saying, yeah, you know, you're a sellout. You know, you hurt black people. You don't care. You're just there to promote yourself and your show. You don't use your platform properly. I mean, he came out and wrote me some long text, told me to get the fuck out the way and let real black people take care of things. Yeah. So Mark Murray came in and gave me an answer. And he's like, look, man, fuck that. There was one time that I thought maybe you were kind of like what the guy was saying, but I've seen you talk about issues. Just because you don't devote the whole show or the website to something like that.
Yeah.
And just because you have a difference of opinion doesn't mean that you're some big sellout or whatever. But Mark Murray says his birthday today. And he says here, Lord, today must be my birthday because I tuned in on the show late. And what do I see? Danielle up in the house.
Hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. There's your gift right there.
And it is.
The queen has returned. Thank you, KFC. The Three Amigos are complete. Great show. Would you think about coming here regularly again on a Monday night?
Sure, if you guys want me.
Because you're not going to give me a fucking show idea. So I might as well just
am not a host. I am here. It is your property. If it was my property, it ain't.
Well, it's nice to – I tell you what's good about having you here is that it is such a tricky thing going between Oz and I, and this actually helps me switch a little better. And you being able to toss things to you helps me set up stuff over here.
Oh, good.
So it is a technical help. Not that I want to take away from Oz. And Oz, do you think I'm taking away from you at all in any kind of way?
Not at all, man. Listen, you keep saying it's my show. Nah, man, it's something that we threw up here, and whatever is clever, man. I love Danielle, so yeah.
Oh, I love you too, Oz.
And you've been very, man, I've been holding this snot all night. I'm so sorry.
Just blow it out.
I'm just getting over the flu. So sorry, y'all. Sorry.
I thought you were so much sicker. Snotty, I texted you.
Snotty McFly. Yeah.
Yeah. It's rough, man. I was so sick yesterday. Oh. I had a fever. I was so sick that last night I was waking up. I soaked the bed.
In sweat. And you were probably cold too. You should go to the doctor.
I'm gonna be all right. I'm getting over it just right now. I'm okay. But yeah, I held it down yesterday. Anyway, happy for you to be back.
Thank you.
Yeah,
drink lots of water.
That's what my wife says. Drink lots of water. So I'm gonna start doing that.
Gatorade.
No,
too much sugar.
There's too much sugar in there. Oz, you got anything for us before we go?
No, I don't have anything. That's all the emails. I forgot to put that out today. I wasn't too sure if we were going to do the show tonight or not. So
yeah, I thought I
put anything out there.
Yeah, but we're here, man. I'm glad we did. It was a fun show, and I was so when I rolled up and saw your car too, I was so happy about
it. You got
that.
Happy?
I got happy. I ain't gonna lie. I hate your ass sometimes. I got happy. I'm glad you're back around. It did not feel complete with you around here.
Oh, I missed you guys too.
Yeah, so happy to see you. So next Monday?
Sure.
Okay then. Is that okay with you, Oz?
Awesome.
All right.
Oh, it's perfect. That's great.
Yeah, I think we all three get along very well together.
Yeah.
So
All right.
And my latchkey kids over there, glad to see you tonight. Diego in the house, and DeMarco. Good to see you again, DeMarco. Nate the Great, what's going on, man? You got anything to promote before we're done? Or?
Man, you know, honestly,
come on up to the mic real quick. You said L.A., people treated you nice there.
Yeah, I had a great time in Los Angeles. We went out there, had a great time. We had found out that people came all the way from Canada.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Came out there, had a good time. And we had a lot of momentum coming off of that tour, and had some people hit me up in Europe. Shortly after that, and want me to go to Paris, London, and of course, with all the stuff kind of going on in that area, I'm gonna try to delay it as much as possible because I don't want to detract from really what's going on. It'd be like, hey guys, guess what? I'm doing a show out there. I think that unless it was directly involved in what's going on right now,
it would
kind of digress. But I digress. It would be a lot of fun to go out there and be able to kill shit like we did out in LA. Y'all put on a hell of a show, and it was a pleasure doing business the first time, and I'm looking forward to it again. But yeah, other than that, just the awesome mic exchange at Spider House every Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Cool. And Oz, thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir. What up, Nate? And thank you, Danielle.
What's up, man?
And thank you so much, Danielle. Appreciate it.
Sure thing.
And over here, let me see what else we got. Let me see. Before we go, I'm going to tell everybody one more time about the Double Toasted. Let me see here. The third year anniversary party. There you are, Danielle. Put you on the poster right there.
Hell yeah.
Before that was, we were debating to put that image up there.
I saw the blonde. I was like, maybe they're fading me out. I'm not sure.
I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
Auntie Entity.
Oh, from what is that?
I don't fucking know.
What do you call it? The Road Warrior.
Tina Turner.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, but people. Yeah, third year anniversary party coming up on August 4th through the 7th. And we appreciate everybody who supported us, so we want to celebrate with you August 4th through the 7th that weekend. And if you go to Party DT, you will see, and let me find it over here. Where is it? So I can get it up for you. Party DT will actually lead you to the Eventbrite page that we have set up for you. Oh, there we are. Party DT. Right there. We'll take you to the Eventbrite page for the Double Toasted third year anniversary weekend. $25 for a full weekend of parties, games, live shows, meet and greets, brunches, lunches, and a lot more to come. Thank you so much, people. I appreciate it. We're going to get out of here. If you have not visited doubletoasted.com, go on over there and check us out. Check out our many live streams, because when you watch a live stream, there's so much more an immersive experience than just watching us after a show or just listening to a show. And If you do happen to miss the show, well, we have the DT Vault for you to go into. But try this service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, you can stop at any time. No hard feelings. Keep listening to the audio, though. That's free. You can listen to it on SoundCloud or iTunes now. And that is it. Danielle, thank you very much for being here. Are you really happy to be here?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And thank you once again, you guys. And thank you out there. And we would love to see you again at some point. We got many shows coming up. Oh, that's what I forgot to announce to everybody. We have the shows being switched up because we're going to be doing the movie review extravaganza tomorrow because Transformers is being released on Wednesday. So we want to get a jump on that. So tomorrow will be the review for that. And then we'll be doing the weekly Roast and Toast on Wednesday. First time we've done that. I know it's a little weird for people, but as I said, we're doing that for a reason. Until then, please check us out. First of all, by emailing us. Damn, it's late up in here. Emailing us, Danielle. You still going to the strip club?
At K-Kuman.
Oh, you remember that. You want to try and do this then?
Sure, I can do it.
Okay, let me go ahead and hand it over to Danielle, see how much she remembers.
Contact us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmans@gmail.com. You can contact us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and or advice.
Ooh.
If you want that email or on that Instagram, just look for us Double Toasted fan page, or on Facebook, just look for us on Double Toasted. Or you can find me, Danielle Dallaire, on Facebook or on Snapchat, Toasted Danielle. I love you guys so much. Corey Coleman.
Oh, let me pass this over to my man Oz and let him pick it up from there. Oz, what's up, man?
Oh, Dip. Find me on Facebook, Oz Green JR, or join the official New York Toasties group on there. Email your boy at ozwhatup@gmail.com. That's ozwhatup@gmail.com. ozwhatup@gmail.com. Back to you, Corey.
And come on down to the world famous Double Toasted Studios and hang with us. You can do so by letting me know if you're going to be visiting Austin. Let me know that you're going to be moving to Austin because it's so cool, or maybe you already live here and you didn't tell anybody. Change that by emailing us at kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmans@gmail.com. Come see his show, give me an email, shoot you an email, and we'll coordinate and accommodate you. Until then, good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you are listening to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasty!
Stay toasty.
Shit!